Healthcare reform needs an action hero. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Imagine the scene. America, 2009. 18,000 people have died in 1 year, an average of almost 50 a day. Who's taking them out? What's killing them? To investigate, President Barack Obama might be tempted to call on Jack Bauer, the fictional rogue intelligence agent from the hit TV series 24, who invariably employs torture and a host of other illegal tactics to help the president fight terrorism. But terrorism is not the culprit here. It's lack of adequate health care. So maybe the president's solution isn't Jack Bauer, but rather the actor who plays him.
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland. Many of you may know me as an actor, but there's something in my background that you may not know, something which I am very proud of.
Sutherland is the grandson of the late Tommy Douglas, the pioneering Canadian politician who's credited with creating the modern Canadian healthcare system. As a youth, Tommy Douglas almost lost his ailing leg. His family couldn't afford treatment, but a doctor treated him for free, provided his medical students could observe. As an adult, Tommy Douglas saw the impact of widespread poverty caused by the Great Depression. Trained as a minister, he had a popular oratorical style. He moved into politics, joined the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation Party. After several years in Parliament, he led the party's decisive victory in the province of Saskatchewan, ushering in the first social democratic government in North America. Tommy Douglas became Premier of Saskatchewan and pioneered a number of progressive policies there, including the expansion of public utilities, unionization, and public auto insurance. But Douglas's biggest battle, for which he's best remembered, is the creation of universal health insurance, called Medicare. It passed in Saskatchewan in 1962, guaranteeing hospital care for all residents. Doctors there staged a 23-day strike, supported by the U.S.-based American Medical Association. Despite industry opposition, the Saskatchewan Medicare program was so successful and popular that it was adopted throughout Canada. This is Tommy Douglas.
The measure of a government's worth is not just in the gross national product, not just in the balance of international balance of payments, it's not just in the amount of our gold reserve. Surely the worth of a government in the main is what it does for its people, the extent to which it improves the quality of their lives, improves their health care, gives them a greater measure of security, gives them a greater standard of moral values. That's what makes a nation great.
While Tommy Douglas was fighting for health insurance in Canada, a similar battle was raging in the United States, resulting in the passage of Medicare and Medicaid, giving guaranteed single-payer health care to senior citizens and the poor. Rush Limbaugh, Fox News Channel's Glenn Beck, and insurance industry-funded groups are encouraging people to disrupt town hall meetings with members of Congress. A number of the confrontations have become violent, or at least threatening. Outside President Obama's Portsmouth, New Hampshire event, a protester with a pistol strapped to his thigh drew further attention with a sign that read, "It is time to water the tree of liberty." Thomas Jefferson's complete quote, not included on the sign, continues, "with the blood of tyrants and patriots." Rush Limbaugh says 24 is one of his favorite shows. He's even visited the set. Rush should learn from the real-life actor who plays his hero, Jack Bauer. Limbaugh and his cohorts may find truth not as satisfying as fiction. In 2004, a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation poll named Tommy Douglas the greatest Canadian. At a protest in 2000 against efforts to roll back the Medicare system in the province of Alberta, Kiefer Sutherland defended Canada's public single-payer system. He said, "Private health care does not work. America is trying to change their system. It's too expensive to get comprehensive medical care in the U.S. Why on earth are we going to follow their system here?" he asked. He went on, "I consider it a humanitarian issue. This is an issue about what is right and wrong, what is decent and what is not," he concluded. Maybe Jack Bauer can save the day. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.